many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There's been times that I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials came to make me strong. Yes. I've been lots of places. I've seen lots of faces. There's been times when I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know I was his own. I thank God for the mountains. I thank God for the valley. I thank him for the storms he brought me through. For if I ever had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve it. I'd never know what faith in God could do. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. For I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There's been times when I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, and God gave a consolation that my trials came to make me strong. And that's why I say, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in God. Oh.
Praise the Lord. Praise Him. Praise Him. First of all, I want to wish every father a happy Father's Day today. Amen. And, you know, thank the Lord for the opportunity to be before you this morning. Amen. I'm asked that, you know, as many people have said today, that, you know, they praying and they with me. I'm going to ask that you continue to pray with me today. You know, it's a real emotional day for me, Father's Day. And, I mean, you know, as I was looking into this, just a whole lot of feelings and emotions, you know, come up. And I'm saying that, before we get into this, because, you know, when you begin to look back at your father, who's built character and stole things inside of you from the time that you was a youth until you become a man, and you begin to look at your life, and you know, it was so many emotions and feelings coming up inside of me, you know, thinking about the things that this man done and how he had to be such a person, you know, of a man of God. You know, we learned this week in Vacation Bible School humility, kindness, gentleness, compassion, which is love, all the characteristics which are installed in a man of God, which God wants a man to have. He said, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. So all these characteristics, and I look at that within my own father, and I see how, you know, when the time came, he died, and yet I was still not where he wanted me to be as a man. But I can remember his final words saying to me in person, look who's becoming a man. And you know, I'm saying that because, you know, I was never able to do and to be the man that he wanted me to be, you know, at first, because, you know, I was just looking at that. And I'm like, this is a father who cared. A father who cares. Now, if my earthly father can be that way, let us think, as Sister Ava said, about our Heavenly Father. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But you always had to, God always gives an example, ain't that right? And he always gives an example. So we'll get into that. Oh, thank you, Father. Father God, we just thank you and we just praise you this morning. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you touch me, Lord God, your son, Lord. Touch me at the top of my head, the soles of my feet, Lord. Cleanse, wash me, Lord. Take any and everything away that's unclean, Lord. Use me this day, Lord. Hide me behind Calvary, Father, God's cloth, Father. Oh, Father God, use me this day. Open hearts and mind, Lord, that you may speak, Father God, that hearts may be open to receive, Father. And let thy word, Father God, go in, Father God, and touch, Father. Oh, Father God, touch me as you are this day, Lord God. Speak, Father. Speak, Lord. And, Lord, let us receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen? Amen. Amen. You know, I want to thank Reverend Bingham for this opportunity. You know, because I was talking about how our Heavenly Father always put examples in our path. And, you know, I thank God for St. Paul, where services are put together. You know, anytime you talk about fathers, you're talking about a real tough situation. Because some people say, well, my father's never been there, or so on or so forth. So it gets real touchy. and itching. And so, you know, I see how Sister came out in the call to worship talking about the Heavenly Father. And then how our pastor comes up and he straightens out the whole situation to let you know if your earthly father wasn't there, you've always had a Heavenly Father. And then that Heavenly Father always put people in place. Brother Bell come up and talked about how his father died early in his life, but God sent a man of God in his family's life to allow him to be able to nurture and tutor. And I'm saying that to say, you know, my father died while I was away. And you know, he put men in my life. Men in my life to help me do things, to get to the point of knowing the Lord. You know, he put Lou Atkinson to help teach the word of God to me. And don't just read this, study this, understand. Get, you know, I want this thing. And he told me this way then. He says, there's a couple churches I know in Louisville. He said, Highview and St. Paul. But I went back home to my regular church when I got back home. And little did I know how God would move me over this way. And I'm saying how our Heavenly Father is always at work on our behalf. Amen. See, this is a Father who cares. And that's the title this morning, A Father Who Cares. I'm not saying that earthly fathers don't care. I'm saying we always have a Heavenly Father that's always looking out for our good. Amen? You know, I see we didn't take real long today. and you know, it's and I'm not neither. We're going to get right into this thing, and you know, we're going to keep this thing rolling. Amen? Because, you know, fathers always have some things to tell the sons. But I want to say something before I continue on about fathers. I know this is Father's Day. Well, it could not be a Father's Day without a mother's. Amen? So we want to always acknowledge the mothers. You always want to do that. Always. So, I don't want to act as if my mother wasn't important, because my mother was truly important. Because she picked the man that she picked. You know what I'm saying? And picking that man that she picked, I'm going to say this about my father. My mother had 6 children when she met my father. And never, not one time, did I see my father deny my other brothers and sisters. And you know, he always took care of them. And you know, he was always, it kind of like reminds me of a song written by Richard Lewis Spencer. He wrote a song in May of 1969, and in 1970, it won a Grammy Award. And song that I color him Father. Now I said we rolling along, but my mentor said, no, don't play it, just give the lyrics. But, you know, we kind of move, and I thought we'd give just a little piece of it. If we could just have just a little piece of those lyrics.
Now the man at my house, he's so big and strong. He goes to work each day, and he stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile. When he says to me, how's my child? I said that I've been studying hard all day at school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man Father.
Color him Father.
I think I'll color him Love.
Color him Love.
said I'm gonna color him father.
He colors him love. He colors him father. And now this man, it don't tell us why Richard Louis Spencer wrote this song. But this man wrote this song, and he said that this, in this story, this man, these children, wasn't his. It was six of them. Plus the woman, wasn't none of them his. But he came in and he took care of that family. And he wasn't, you know, I was like, well, why would you color him father? Because, see, father means in relation to a child. That's what it means. In relation, a man's relation into a child. Now, he's colored him father because the support, the characters he's showing in his home of how this man is taking care of being a man. And I'm saying that for us to look at this here. We learned the characteristics of God this week in Vacation Bible School. So I keep hampering on that because it's important for the children to know early the characters in which they need to be instilled upon them of learning how to be young women and young men. Amen? So, you know, this man had to have ran across God somewhere to come in to take care of somebody else. Because he had shown some humility. That shows some gentleness, some kindness, some compassion. It has to be God. It has to be God. You know, I can remember, I know when you go, I'm going to get over into the text. I tell you, it's an all downhill thing when we get there. So just bear with me, because we coming over there. And when we come over there, it's like a locomotive. It just all rolls downhill. See, so let's build up to this about this father who cares. Because, see, you have to know what your earthly father done. And to know that there's a heavenly father who cares even more. Because, see, if you've been paying attention in Sunday school, you learned just a couple weeks ago, if your father, who is evil, can give good gifts, how much more can your heavenly father give unto you the Spirit of God? I'm not quoting that quite right, but you can find it over in Luke 11, the 13th. Chapter 11, verse 13. But, you know, he'll give us the Holy Spirit if we ask of him. And that's what it says. Now, as I was saying about this here, this man, he colors him love. He colors him father. What do you call it, Christ Jesus, in your life? What do you call a Christ Jesus in your life? Because, see, if he's not there, you have that opportunity at the end of the service today. You can call him Father, a Father who cares, a Father that'll never leave you, that'll always be there in your times of trouble, in your times of need. But we're going to move on over into the text because you know, I got one brother out there, he's waiting to eat that chicken. It's waiting on him, and I don't want to hold him back. Because we got some greens and a little steak over at the house, too, waiting on me. So we're going to move on over into the text. We find over here in Luke, the 15th chapter, you know, about this man who had two sons. Now, Luke, the 15th chapter, deals with lost things in the house of God. Lost things in the house of God. And now, often people, when they hear Luke, the 15th, they read about the prodigal son. And sometimes they hear about the other brother, which they call the natural brother. In other words, he's just, he's just natural. He wasn't saved. He's natural. Ain't nothing wrong with him. He's natural, so to speak. But you know, we don't never hardly ever talk about the Father in the story. You know. But here this father has two sons. One a rebellious son, being the younger of the two. And this younger son, he asked the father, we over here in Luke 15, he asked him, give the portions of good that fall to me. Now this here is total regard and disrespect for the father. Give me that what comes to me. It's naturally you receive these things when he's dead. So, you know, for him to ask for it now is a total disrespect. Other words, he wants to do what he want to do. I know it. I'm not the only one, but I'm going to talk about me. That's kind of like the way I was to my father. Let me do my thing. You know, I don't, you know, my father was a mechanic by trade. And you know, I didn't, you know, my father taught me how to be a mechanic. Made me go to technical school. I went to technical school to be a mechanic. I went to vocational school in carpentry. He taught me all the good things and qualities of how to be a man, of taking care of myself. And I'm saying how this son said, give me that what's mine. I don't want to continue to be here and do what you want to do. I want to do my own thing. And I can remember telling my father, let me be me. Because it was 10 of us. And every Sunday, we wasn't but one car. We had to go to church. And he would take the older ones to church early because they sang in the choir and everything. So they had to go to church early. And he'd come back, they'd get to us younger ones. So we had to make two trips to church. And I'd be so mad about it because you'd be there all day, too, you know. And can you imagine you got to wait for one load to go and then the other load, you know, if you were in the station wagon, you know, when we got a station wagon later on and you piled in the back, you know, but see, so, you know, man, I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to be a part, is what this son was saying. I don't want to be a part of, and because see, my friends were talking about, man, y'all got to get in the back of that station. Why y'all always got to go to church on Sunday? All y'all up in there, man, that don't make sense. Y'all always up in there and singing off cue. And it's the peer pressure. This younger son, he was a rebellious son. He didn't wanna do what the father was doing. Father, you know, raising him up the right way, teaching him the right and proper things in life, wanting him to just be a man, you know. And can you imagine the peer pressure? Can you imagine? I know none of us never deal with peer pressure of our friends. Y'all, you know, man, y'all always in church. Y'all always in church. Oh, man, listen, y'all, they would tell me, some y'all got your own basketball team and the bench, you know. Y'all don't even need to get nobody else to be on the squad. And, you know, they would say things like that. And you know, I had these, I'm the eighth of 10 children. I had 7 sisters. And my sisters was tough as nails. You hear me? When I say tough, I mean tough as nails. They would always, we can fight too. You know, things like that. We can't fight. You know, I didn't want to fight because my brothers were older than me and they were always gone and I'm always with these girls. And so, you know, they always want to fight somebody. No one's going to take a licking but me. But, you know, and this is how it was. And so I didn't want to be a part of this. I didn't want to learn these things he wanted. I wanted to do my own thing. I wanted to get out there and experience life. Like this younger son, he took everything that his father gave him and he went out there and he did his own thing. That's what it says. And not many days the younger son gathered together all and took his journey to a fire, he wasted his substance. I told you, my father ended up being sick and had cancer. And he had to, I had wasted the skills and the qualities of life he had taught me, because I always had real good jobs at real good companies. And that wasn't due to nothing I done. The great education I had. It was to the education, but it was to the education of the qualities and skills which were bestowed upon me by this man and guiding me and nurturing me up the right way and teaching me these things. And so I always had real good jobs. And so I'm saying I had wasted everything. And I put myself in a situation like his son. I put myself in a situation where I could not go and come as I pleased. And I can recall my father having cancer and being sick. And had to come and see me. See about. And my father, you know, he would hear from time to time things about me. And he would be so, I didn't raise you that way. Just like this son here. I didn't raise you that way. I didn't, but he came to visit. But we ain't talking about the father right now. We're talking about the son, the younger son. We're talking about how the younger son chose to do what he wanted to do. And he put himself in a situation. And let's see what he says. Because see, when we put ourselves in a situation and sin against God, thanks be unto God, we always have a way to return back unto the Father. Amen? And he came to himself. How many hard servants of my father have bread enough to spare? This is a man of God that cares enough about his servants that they have enough food to eat. Amen? So he knew this about his father. Man, I'm going back home. I'm not going to continue to stay out here and waste my life. I was in a situation, as I said, and it was rough and it was ugly. And here my father, sick, had to come see about me. But thanks be unto God, he had put something inside of me that allowed me to know that I got a place to come back home. I had a father who cared and would take care of me and restore me back unto the family, just like his prodigal son. Now, that's the youngest brother. He had an older brother. See, sometimes when we get ready to come back home, now everybody's happy about us coming back home. Amen? You know, now, it's an older brother. I can remember when I came back home. I guess you're going to act a fool again, is what they said. See, you always got sibling rivalries. Huh? That's what they said. You know, I can remember. And you know, I said, no, I'm going to do what I need to do. Nah, you ain't. You ain't gonna do right. you ain't going to do right. See, there's always a sense of entitlement. Let's look at what the other brother said. Let's look at it. Now his elder son was in the field. He came and drew nigh to the house, and he heard music and dancing. He called one and said, what's these things meant? Said unto him, thy brother is come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has received it safe and sound. He was angry and would not go in, therefore came his father out. Man, that dude ain't going to do nothing but what he been doing. That's how, ain't that how some of us be when somebody come back to church or somebody keep coming to the altar? Huh? They gonna just keep on going up there, man. I don't even know why they, don't mind me. I'm just telling you how it is. But see, we'll talk about the Father here in a minute. That's why it's important to come back to Jesus and not back to the church. Always come back to the Lord. Amen? Because, see, it's important to come back to the Father. See, don't belong to a building. Belong unto the Lord. See, so, you know, it's other brother, he was mad. Because, you know, he's been there all this time, and he ain't blew nothing. He ain't, this dude lost what he had. The younger brother lost his, but the older brother missed his. You can sit in church all your life and miss the point of God working in your life. Amen? I know this may not be what you wanted, but I'm telling you, this is what God had. See, we had a younger son that was rebellious and lost his way. We had an oldest brother that sit in there all that time and missed the point. When he missed the point, he missed the characteristics. He missed the love. He missed the quality of life which God was trying to give unto him. I'm just saying, we don't want to sit in the house of God and miss the opportunity. The brother stood up here and said that the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. So you always need workers of God in God's house. And don't just be a worker of God. Make sure you enjoy that which you do in the house of God. Because if you enjoy that which you do in the house of God, it's not work. It's a joy to be able to give back unto our Heavenly Father, which has done something for you in your life. Amen. So this here, this older brother, he's mad. And he's mad. He was angry and he wouldn't go in. The father came out and he says, this many years do I serve thee, neither transgress at any time your commandment. And yet you never gave me a kid that I may not be married with my friends. You got a rebellious who lost the point. You got an older with rivaling siblings who missed the point. But in between the two, you got a father who cares, who pulls the whole relationship of the family together. So what are you saying? I'm saying if you in the house of God today, we got a Heavenly Father who cares, who pulls the whole thing together. I know you. We all worried about our pastor, but thanks be unto God, we have a Heavenly Father that allowed this man of God to show forth the characteristics of God, which allow you and I to be able to show characteristics unto our community, to show how a Heavenly Father always cares for you. This father here, he was a caring father. Look at what it said. He said he seen the son afar off. off. See, so this Heavenly Father not only was a caring Father, he was a patiently praying Father. You know, my Father had to be a patiently praying Father, because when he got to the point where they would finally help me still, and he was able to come and talk to me, he said, "Look who's becoming a man." Other words, I thank God. I've been praying. I know you were dead, just like this father looked at the prodigal son. You were dead out there. The life which you were living was a living a life to death. But thanks be unto God, now you've got some hope. Because see, there's breath in your body. And anytime there's breath in your body, God can always turn the situation around, because he's a heavenly father who cares. I just stopped by to tell you this morning, we got a heavenly father who cares. You may not have an earthly father, but you can always have a heavenly father who cares for you. And you might need somebody. You need to come up in the church, sit down in the church, receive the Spirit of God, join the church, and don't just join. Get active. Do something. God is going to put someone in your life, because he's a father who cares, and he takes care of business. This father cared for his son. The one son that was lost, he restored him back. Bring the fatted cow. Cut the fatted cow. Get a new robe. Put the finest robe on him. Oh, let's make merry. Let's make a party. You know that we read in Sunday school this morning how the angels rejoice over when one of them has come back home unto him. So you know this father had to be a heavenly man, where he rejoiced over this lost son. Not only did he rejoice over this lost son, he went out to this other one. You know how sometimes I'm not talking against mothers, but sometimes you don't always understand those mamas are rough. Oh, listen, mama didn't have time to play with us all the time. I ain't got time to deal with that. You better get in line. And dad would always come and explain the point of why you got to get in line. But mama didn't play around. You best be in line when she come through there, because if you didn't get in line, but we got a heavenly father who cares. And if you out of line today, you have that opportunity to come home to your heavenly father who cares for you. And bring him.